In the third of the third of seven last words of Jesus on the cross. In the third of the seven last words of Jesus, he showed concern to Mary, the virgin who gave birth to him. He also showed concern to John, the beloved disciple. In John 19:26-27, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. During the last hours of his life on the cross, the loving character of Jesus became more apparent. Christ showed his concern to those who persecuted him, those who had their hope in him, and those who served with him. In verse 26 says, when Jesus saw his mother, the word mother points back to the time when Mary ministered to his needs from birth until he became mature. This is also a reminder to all of us that we need to respect and honor our parents who sacrificed for us, especially our mothers who gave birth to us. Today, I came here at 7 o'clock and to open the church, because you know why? A bunch of our mothers, or a few of our mothers here at our church, came and with their hearts, a part of their worship is to cook for us. And this just reminded me of how God just ministers, and how God just ministers through our mothers. The seniors made us vola for later. So this just reminded me of that. And though they did not give birth to us, they gave birth to their children. But the love of mothers, it's different. Hopefully I'll be a mother too someday. Mary and John followed Jesus to the cross. There were other disciples who followed him, but Mary and John were closer to Jesus than any other disciples. The third of the seven last words of Jesus should also remind us that the more we grow and draw closer to him, the more we can experience his care for us. We can only be grateful of the love and care of God that we know about. Can we sincerely thank God for the things that we know nothing about? It does not mean that if we do not know that God would give us, he won't give. But we can be more grateful and thank God sincerely when we recognize the things we receive come from him. Do you believe that God gives us different weathers and seasons? I do. Yesterday was nice and hot. Today it's rainy. What a difference. Different seasons are a picture of different circumstances that God allows. Just as we prefer a particular weather or season, we also prefer particular situations in life, just as we also cannot appreciate some events. Christ didn't wait for the fine moment to show he cares. Suffering on the cross was the perfect moment for him to exhibit care for his mother and beloved disciple. His mother and beloved disciple were two persons Jesus has cared so much. Did Jesus exemplify care for parents and disciple? Don't wait until your parents die to give a heartfelt eulogy. Anytime is right to show we care for parents. We are also reminded to have disciples and care for them. Ask God to help you be thankful for your parents and to have disciple. Church, let's pray. Lord Jesus,
Thank you for reminding us today to be grateful for our parents, especially our mothers. Father, thank you so much for them. I know in my life, without my mom, I wouldn't be here today without her prayers. And so, Lord God, I thank you personally for my mom and for the rest of the moms here at church who choose to pray for each one of them, for their children, for also, Lord God, for the church. Help us, Lord, your church, that we may continue to respect and honor our parents. Help us also to have disciples to care for. And if your will, and in your will, Lord God, disciples to care for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The fourth of seven last words of Jesus on the cross. The fourth of the seven last words of Jesus is when he said in Matthew 27, verse 46, my God, why have you forsaken me? Actually, when I was reading this, it hit me. The first and the second, forgiving and all these things, this one actually hit me. Because it's so easy to say when you're going through something. It is sure sad to be forsaken by our own parents. Jesus felt that God the Father has forsaken or abandoned him. God the Father left his Son Jesus Christ to complete his mission on earth. How many times have you felt as if God had abandoned you? When the Son of God expressed the feeling of being forsaken by his own Father, theological issues had been raised. Of all the seven last words of Jesus, the fourth is asking for a reason. Did Jesus not know why he was forsaken? Why did he ask? If Jesus is God, should he feel forsaken? To be forsaken shows his humanity. While the fourth of the seven last words of Jesus manifests his dependence to God, the Father, it also invites more questions about the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. It is great to have enough idea about the Holy Trinity and the distinctive role of the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but we don't need to defend the things we don't know about. As believers, it is far more productive for us to learn how to live in obedience to Christ than to join a heated argument. The Lord Jesus had reasoned out with the teachers of the law and Pharisees, but among those leaders whom Jesus had a conversation with, only a handful have decided to follow him, and that's in secret. That's right, in secret. They want to protect themselves. It says in John 19:38, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. Reason cannot persuade people to believe. We need faith to trust the Lord. When there's confusion around us, in the church, it's easy to feel forsaken. Remember that Jesus did feel forsaken, but he did not quit trusting his Father. Trust in Christ. God allowed his Son, Jesus, to feel forsaken for us, to know that God allows storms as well as sunshine. God let his Son to feel being forsaken because of his grand design of salvation. God allowed us to go through struggles and storms of life because He is building a greater character in us as we grow in our faith in Him. If we can persevere and remain faithful to God through storms of life, it shows growth in our faith in Him. We need to grow in our faith in God because there are still changes of life we are to face as we wait for the coming of our Savior again. Perseverance is a sign that the Spirit of God is working in and through our life. Christ can easily enable us to have joyful and peaceful lifestyle in spite of many trials and difficulties in this world if we earnestly submit to His Lordship over our life. Do you feel forsaken? God remains faithful even when others forsake us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for enduring the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. Bless us, O Lord, that we may continue to submit to your Lordship over our life. Please help us, Lord, to persevere even when things seem so difficult.